Für alle ein Fest. Zum Aldi-Tiefpreis. Diese Woche Funny Frisch Chips Frisch. 150 Gramm für nur 88 Cent. Oder Langnese Crimissimo. Ab 825 Milliliter für nur 1,49 Euro. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Everybody want to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
So keep it locked. I don't get enough of it. Jesus just rose again.
Listen to the kids.
You are listening to part two of the 2018 Best Kanye West Song Tournament Deathmatch Extreme 2000. If you missed part one, go back to last week and listen to that. That is all round one of the tournament, where we are going through 128 different Kanye West songs and deciding the best one. We've been through 64 matchups, and 63 more are now to follow. It's going much quicker than the last episode, I promise. Enjoy.
All right, so start of round two.
Let's do it.
All right. We have, yes, Felix. We have Amazing versus Gorgeous.
Ugh. First and foremost, fuck you guys.
You've been waiting to say that, haven't you?
I should have said that at the beginning.
I'm going to vote Gorgeous.
I don't want to. I'm sure Travis is going to vote for it, so I'm just going to abstain.
Yes, I'm voting Gorgeous.
God damn it. I vote send it up.
There are still like 8 Yeezus songs in here, Jordan. You'll be okay.
That's too few.
All right, so Big Brother versus Welcome to Heartbreak.
Welcome to Heartbreak is definitely much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's maybe the easiest one from this round.
The next round is easier.
Fade versus Bittersweet Poetry.
Yeah.
But if John Mayer had been in Fade, Fade would have been better. You have to give it that.
No. I hate John Mayer.
Ooh.
Jeez. Yeah, I vote Fade.
All right. Fade it is. Next we have In Paris versus White Dress.
Ooh, shit.
Damn, that is tough.
Ooh.
So in this case, I will give it to White Dress.
Oh, man. Travis, you go first.
Yeah, the Will Ferrell songs. It's iconic.
It is. I'm tempted to vote for it again just because Will Ferrell's in it.
I think if I had seen the concert where they did the song 10 times in a row, I would just be all about it. But White Dress is too good.
All right.
White Dress moves on. Who Gonna Stop Me versus Blood on the Leaves? I emphatically vote for Blood on the Leaves.
Yeah.
I do as well.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Facts versus Real Friends.
Oof.
I do like Facts, especially like everything you guys were saying. Like, what Facts starts out as and where it ends is pretty incredible as a journey. But Real Friends and what it plays off of with Family Business, and what it plays off of with Welcome to Heartbreak, and how it shows like the state of Kanye's life at that point in time, coming out of everything on The Life of Pablo, and just that beats and production leading into Wolf. There's just so many aspects of Real Friends that like gets my pulse up. So Real Friends.
Yeah. And him talking about all those shitty friends makes me realize the real friends I have in my life, which is you guys. So I'm voting for that.
No. You guys are not my real friends anymore.
I mostly said that because I knew you'd say something dickish.
It doesn't matter. I'm voting for facts, but it doesn't matter.
It matters. There's some listener out there that's like, I agree with Jordan.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, actually, probably Jordan, not.
Tweet at us. I agree with Jordan.
Yeah, hashtag.
Hashtag.
Next, we have power versus only one. So, that sucks.
I mean, it's not hard, honestly.
I will put this out there now because I don't think anyone else would vote for it. I vote for Only One. I love that song so much. And Power is so complicated and means so much to Kanye, especially at that point in his life and like kind of the state he's in and the suicidal talk. That song's amazing, but I love Only One that much.
I do too, but it's Power.
It is Power.
I'm like 65, which sounds insane when I'm going to say what I'm going to say. I'm 65% tempted to vote for Only One. But I'm going to vote for Power, so that makes no sense. There's something crazy to me about what Power or Only One accomplishes with how short it is. And using Donda's voice, the kind of subtext that's there that makes it as powerful of a song as it is, but just like toe to toe with Power, there's so many lines on Power and images on Power that like blow my mind. Where that song starts and where that song ends is crazy. So yeah, Power.
Yeah, and at this point I think a lot of my infatuation for Only One has to do more with the video, because I actually prefer the song as it is in the video more, and kind of how I hear it. So but yeah, anyway, doesn't matter. Power moved on.
Okay. Addiction versus Hell of a Life.
Yeah.
Jordan, you love Addiction so much.
I mean, let's not get carried away here. Like, Addiction is, I love it in the context of early Kanye, which means it's not even in the same universe as Hell of a Life.
All right, there we go. Hell of a Life moves on. Gold Digger versus Illest Motherfucker Alive. To me, that's easier than Gold Digger versus Christian Dior Denim Flow.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but Gold Digger.
Yeah, Gold Digger.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Last Call versus Streetlights.
Oh, shit.
Damn. This is actually, at first I would have been like, oh, Streetlights, no, but now I'm actually kind of thinking about it. I don't know.
Yeah, my first instinct was Last Call, but now I'm not so sure.
All right, so I'll cut through the tension and still vote Streetlights.
All right, I vote Last Call.
Ah, shit. God damn it. This is tough because I have Streetlights ranked higher right now on our individual list, but Last Call is like so fucking incredible. I could sit here as long as I want.
Fuck.
I vote.
Ooh, fuck.
I vote Streetlights. It's better.
All right.
Okay. Hold My Liquor versus Father Stretch My Hands Part 1.
Yeezus.
Yeezus.
Yeah, I vote Hold My Liquor.
I mean, Father Stretch My Hands Part 1, like, it should not be discounted. It's an incredible song, one of my favorite Kanye songs, but it's Hold My Liquor.
30 Hours versus All Day.
Oh, man. I mean, it's easily All Day for me.
It is for me, too, even though I love 30 Hours.
Yeah, I guess. I'm going to go 30 Hours.
Didn't matter, but great.
I just want to give it some love. Flashing Lights versus Stronger.
Oh, man.
These graduation songs are dropping like flies.
I love some of the production on Flashing Lights. I love the production on Flashing Lights. And there's some great parts to the lyrics. There's some parts of Stronger that I kind of feel like I'm like, what, Kanye? Like, why'd we go there with it? But there's just something about Stronger that I'm just like, holy shit, what a track.
Look, those Daft Punk hooks too, like, oof. Just, oh, yeah, I gotta go Stronger.
I do too. It goes to that level.
Monster versus Freestyle 4, which seems to be a fitting Ooh. Matchup.
Oh, man. This round is fucking rough.
It's not easy.
I don't know. Man, how are you guys going on this one?
I think I'm going to vote Freestyle 4. I love Monster, but pretty much everything Jordan said earlier kind of captures what I love about Freestyle 4. And I actually don't, like, I will legit throw that song on just to listen to. Like, I don't need it in the context of everything.
And Freestyle 4 also benefits from not having that god-awful Jay-Z verse, so I'm going to vote that too.
Oh, fuck. Okay, don't even give me a chance to sway you.
No, it's not happening. Okay. I could change my vote, though.
I mean, I'm just going to say that there was what you said earlier about the production on Street Freestyle 4 and, like, the dark place it goes, it really is cool in that way and unique, I think, in Kanye's discography in that way. But if there's one song that challenges it in that way, I think it's Monster. And the fact that Monster has some of that attitude with that cool Rick Ross feature, what Nicki brings to the table, Kanye's verse with some of those lines like Malibu, yeah. And just how maximal it is compared to the slice that Freestyle 4 is, I think Monster gets my vote in that regard, as it's doing kind of a similar thing to Freestyle 4. It just more of it. And I like that maximalism.
I'm changing my vote.
There you go.
Monster wins?
Monster wins.
Fuck. Cool. Thank you, Jordan.
All right, now could you change your vote to send it up like 2 rounds ago?
It's been that long.
Ulterior motive. Oh my God.
Next year. Next year, Send It Up has my vote against whatever it's
and good
going
life.
Up against. And Good Life. Okay.
What if Send It Up faces Good Life? What do we do?
I mean, Yeezus.
Okay.
Yeah, Yeezus. Lost in the World versus Bound 2.
Oh, no.
Can you say Yeezus here?
Oh, fuck.
Bound 2 awesome and super, way more complicated than I think people realize, and a perfect way to end that album. But Lost in the World might be my favorite Kanye song, so I have to vote that.
You know, Lost in the World was one of my favorite Kanye songs, like a top 5 for me for a long time. But every time it ends, I'm always left wanting a little bit more.
And man, I think it blows up. It ends, like, I don't even know where else it would go.
I don't know. I don't either, but I always want more.
You just want Kanye. Kanye's on that enough of a level that he can make Lost in the World do something more.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
So which one are you voting for, Chris?
Bound 2.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's on you, Jordan.
Oh, man. These are both so amazing. Like, just incredible Kanye songs. I think the difference is Lost in the World is more, what I respond to about it is more musical, whereas Bound 2 is more lyrical and thematic. Lost in the World 2 thematically, not so much lyrically, just like the narratively what it's getting at is amazing, and the music is just crazy. Oh man. Shit, I could be here all night on this one.
Should we move forward to other rounds and then come back to this later?
We could. We could save this for the last round of this round.
We can even come back to it before round three.
Yeah.
Or in round three.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's move on. We'll give you some time.
Well, I'll just because of Send It Up, I'm going to vote for Lost in the World.
Oh, what the fuck? Jesus Christ.
I like that. I like how that ended.
That's insane. That's been your reason like 8 times.
Well, you know, if you're going to make it go there.
There's no tit for tat. There's no balance.
I sided with you on Monster, so I had to, like, you know, balance things out again.
Oh, okay.
I guess so.
I like how Jordan keeps blaming the Send It Up thing on Chris when I was also part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Chris had the power to change
it. Oh, okay. That's it. I forgot.
Okay, so Gone versus the Glory. Now we're on to Heard 'Em Say versus St. Pablo.
You can skip past that one, too.
And now we're on to Devil in a New Dress.
Yeah, now we're on to Devil in a New Dress versus On Sight.
Oh, fuck.
I will make this very easy and vote On Sight.
Yeah.
Whoa. That would have been a real toss-up for me. I probably would have gone off Devil in a New Dress, but I can't complain.
I could very easily have been talked into switching to Devil in a New Dress, and I understand there are probably people going like, what, Devil in a New Dress is beautiful, but I like dissonance. So what On Sight's doing in terms of being anti-musical and just some of those lines, like Easy Season approaching, like that to begin an album just gives me shivers every single fucking time I listen to it. And as much as I really, like, adore parts of Devil in a New Dress, I just feel like it's a great song versus On Sight being iconic.
Although I think Devil in a New Dress is seen as an iconic song at this point for Kanye. Because I think last year when Reddit did their version of a bracket, Devil in a New Dress was in the finals with Runaway.
Yeah, it really, I think 2017 was a revitalization of Devil in a New Dress. Like, it was building in over the years. In 2016, I saw it starting to get talked about more, but 2017, it was, like, everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, and this isn't to take away from Devil in a New Dress, which is, again, like, I've said this so much, but it is absolutely, like, insane song, and one of my favorite Kanye songs, but Yeezus.
Okay. Why I Love You versus Ultra Light Beam.
Damn.
That's an easy one for me. Ultra Light Beam. No contest.
Yeah, Ultra Light Beam. The choir. Whatever, like, amazing things Why I Love You has, the choir in Ultra Light Beam is more amazing.
Say no contest, I feel like, takes away from Why I Love You, but Ultralight Beam is, yeah, it sounds like you're fucking floating into heaven, which is so, gotta vote that.
I Wonder versus Dark Fantasy. I think I have to go Dark Fantasy. I think I like that I Wonder is a little bit broader and does more, but there's just something, again, iconic about Dark Fantasy.
Yeah, I love Dark Fantasy.
Yep, it wins for the seance at the mall.
So then we have Heartless versus Guilt Trip.
Yeah, Chewbacca.
You didn't even say Yeezus, you said Chewbacca.
Yeah, also Yeezus, and Steely Dan, and Tears for Fears.
Last year, I probably would have voted Heartless, but after doing the Guilt Trip episode, Guilt Trip.
Yeah, Guilt Trip's incredible. So obviously that's it.
Mercy versus Wolves.
Oh. Oh no. I feel like this could be bad.
I mean, Mercy's a fun track. Wolves does more, pays off on more, has more going on in the production, like gets at the love of Kanye's life and why that's important to him and how they came together and why they came together. And Mercy, I mean,
has that Big Sean verse.
Yeah.
That's an ass state.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, I think like most Watch the Throne and Cruel Summer, you guys are underrating Mercy a little, but I can't in good conscience vote it over Wolves.
I cannot either, mostly because I do think two of the verses on Mercy are nowhere near as good as Kanye and Big Sean's parts. And to vote it over Wolves would be kind of insane.
I would have voted Mercy. Weird. Then we have All of the Lights versus Champion, which to me, I'm fine with All of the Lights.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Steely Dan, but All of the Lights.
Definitely All of the Lights.
Homecoming versus I Am a God. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good Morning versus Black Skinhead.
Oh God! Another graduation song. I feel bad voting against.
But Yeezus.
Yeah.
Yeezus.
Okay. All Falls Down versus New Slaves.
Oh my God.
Hey, that puts New Slaves and Black Skinhead against each other in the next round.
Oh jeez.
That's rough. That's really fucking rough. Ooh. I Love Kanye versus Runaway.
I love this matchup.
Wow. Wouldn't it be hilarious if we voted I Love Kanye over Runaway?
I kind of want to. Just despite the winner of the Twitter polls.
Part of me wants to, but I don't want to do it just to spite Runaway. I feel like it has to be honest, you know?
Yeah. Runaway is a deserving winner.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Feedback versus Murder to Excellence.
I love Murder to Excellence, but Feedback.
Yep.
Okay. FML versus Drunken Hot Girls.
Okay. Ooh. Well, those are really... That's a fitting matchup, actually. Like, complete opposite songs.
Yeah, like FML is talking about stopping, like hooking up with Drunken Hot Girls, and FML wins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So Appalled versus Love Lockdown.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
That's interesting. I know there are people that don't like necessarily, they respect Love Lockdown, but they probably would have put Love Lockdown on the same level as So Appalled being a more traditional rap song, but even saying it's more traditional, it's still like Kanye traditional rap song. But I love Lockdown too much.
Lord. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely vote Love Lockdown.
It's close though. Like So Appalled is great.
I don't think it's close.
My friend Ryan from Fifth Opinion, favorite Kanye song is So Appalled.
I think you said that on this last year's episode, too.
I'll say it next year, too.
Okay, good.
We're just going to have a script of things that we say. Like, it's going to be the exact same recording. Pinocchio Story versus Coldest Winter.
Whoa.
It's easy.
It is easy, but it's kind of interesting that those are paired up.
Yeah. Paranoid versus Blame Game.
Blame Game.
I mean, Paranoid is musically is one of my favorite Kanye songs, but I mean, Blame Game is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, that next matchup. Fuck.
Wow, that one is pretty. Right. Ooh, shit. Yeah.
So, round three. Are you all ready for round three to start?
Yes.
We're flying through this now.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be no time.
All right. We get Gorgeous versus Welcome to Heartbreak. Maximalist Extraordinaire versus Minimalist Extraordinaire.
You know, this might be controversial, but I'm going to go Welcome to Heartbreak on this one.
Travis, how you feeling?
I feel like that's how Chris is going to vote. I love Welcome to Heartbreak, and I love all the things it's doing, but I think in the end, it's like probably on a lower end of 808s for me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I love Say You Will way more than Welcome to Heartbreak. The place that song goes to is... I guess what I love about Welcome to Heartbreak is mostly lyrical and kind of the dichotomies he's pointing out in the juxtaposition. It's a great way to set up the album, but I can't say it's one of my favorites. But also Gorgeous isn't one of my favorites, but I think Gorgeous is better.
I think this is rough because I feel torn, because personally I think I like Welcome to Heartbreak better. And if you're asking me what's the better song, there's so much more that Gorgeous is doing and talking about and discussing.
I don't know if I agree with that, honestly. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot going on in Welcome to Heartbreak that is super important to 808s and contextualizes the themes of that album more in a more... It explains it both more specifically and creates a broader context than Say You Will does alone. So I don't know. Gorgeous has, you know, I know Gorgeous has these super famous lines everyone points to for Kanye being a great lyricist, but I kind of think there is more going on in Welcome to Heartbreak.
I agree that it's contextualizing more, but I do think the structure of Gorgeous is really interesting and the ground kind of is covered. And I think Raekwon represents this sort of like wise older figure that like juxtaposes what Kanye's talking. I do think there's a lot going on in that song, but I agree with you that Welcome to Heartbreak is probably more important to 808s.
I'm gonna go Welcome to Heartbreak.
All right.
You happy, Jordan?
Fade versus White Dress.
Damn.
You guys might disagree, but it's an easy choice for Fade for me.
Yeah, Fade is like top 10 for you, right?
I wouldn't go that far, but okay. I love Fade.
I love Fade. Shit.
I love the beat of Fade, but it doesn't give me all that much lyrically. So I also love the beat for White Dress and get more lyrically, so I'm going to have to go White Dress.
Damn. I almost want to vote for Faye just because of the video alone.
And Post Malone.
And I do love Post Malone. Post Malone and Teyana Taylor coming together. Shit. Oh, God.
It's also like, it was like the, I think it was the first track we heard from T-Lop. I'm pretty sure. I remember, because it leaked from that fashion show he did. I remember hearing it and just being like, oh my fucking God, this album is going to be insane.
Fuck. I don't like this.
It might have been... Was it Wolves, then Fade?
Oh, I think you're right.
And then Facts.
Oh, God. I'm going to say... All right, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to say White Dress. I don't like it, but...
Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Now we got Blood on the Leaves versus Real Friends.
That's an easy Yeezus vote.
I'm going to... Oh, fuck.
Well, I know how Chris is voting.
Yeah, Real Friends?
I love Real Friends, but Blood in the Leaves is, it's too epic.
I feel that. I'm not mad either way. Not mad either way. Power versus Hell of a Life.
Yeah, it's Power for me.
I'm going to go Hell of a Life and leave Travis in a bind.
I feel like it's not surprising at all. If you've been listening to the show, I definitely vote Hell of a Life. It's one of his best songs.
Weird matchup. It's going to be a weird matchup for the next one.
Nah, it's an easy one.
Gold Digger or Streetlights?
I think this is where the road ends for Gold Digger.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
It made a good run. Hold My Liquor versus All Day.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, I can't vote against Hold My Liquor, but I feel bad because All Day is so good.
It's, yeah, I'm going Hold My Liquor.
Yeah, Hold My Liquor.
Okay. Stronger versus Monster.
Still going Monster.
Yeah, as much as I like Stronger, Monster's next level stronger to me.
Yep, I'd agree.
Okay, Lost in the World versus The Glory.
Yeah, come on.
I feel like Chris would vote The Glory.
That's crazy.
You know, for Alex, I know you're listening. I'm going to vote The Glory for you.
You're probably okay doing that because it's definitely not going to win.
Yeah. All right, Lost in the World moves on. Sorry, Alex. St. Pablo versus On Sight.
Well,
wow.
I mean, you know what I'm going to do there. And you guys are probably going to go against it and make me want to kill you.
Yeah, sorry, Jordan, because that's what I'm doing.
Oh, no.
Travis, you're firmly on St. Pablo?
Let's talk about it a little more, but I think St. Pablo is one of Kanye's best songs lyrically.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, there's still... There are moments on St. Pablo where I'm like, whoa. And then there's moments where I'm like, little cheesy.
I don't know
if I care so much about, like, it was Larry and Me. It was crazy to see, like.
Also, like, say, like, again, like, St. Pablo is amazing and I love it. And yes, lyrically, it is incredible. And musically, I love it too. That beat is killer. But it is way, way more conventional and straightforward than On Sight, which if we're talking production and structure and how it establishes the album and how it completely breaks down what people are expecting after My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy and, oh God, On Sight is just...
I just think, like, though...
next level.
I think part of my love for it is the fact that it was added later and it's Kanye kind of evaluating himself and... everything that happened to him post the album's release, and it's there's something really avant-garde about that. Like at first, like it seems kind of annoying that he's like, oh, he's just going to keep adding songs to it, but like this is such a perfect cap to it, and the fact that the whole album like has that story of Saul to Paul and becoming a saint, like it just fits so well.
That's true. But On Sight also, like, is the song that establishes who new Kanye is in the wake of Lost in the World. Like, which is, I think, narratively and in terms of his career and in terms of reflecting on himself and asserting who he is even more important than what St. Pablo is doing.
That's a good point.
I do think an argument for St. Pablo, just because I feel like listeners would be like, what about this, is the fact that, say Kanye never released another album again, St. Pablo brings back We Wasn't Supposed to Make It Past 25, which calls all the way back to We Don't Care. And as kind of like a final moment of Kanye's discography, or this like crowning jewel of Kanye's discography, where he's become the saint version of himself, calling back to that very first song, is a really incredible moment.
It is, but Kanye laughs after talking about the dick in the mouth thing in On Sight, so.
Ooh, I still have to go On Sight.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it.
And there's things that I love about St. Pablo, and there's still things that I'm like, I guess rough spots that I'm still have to decide whether that's just going to forever be a rough spot for me, or if I'm going to come around to it over time, where On Sight I don't have any of those feelings.
I get it.
Okay, Ultralight Beam versus Dark Fantasy, which I love that this is a matchup.
Two great openers.
Yeah.
Which will be going against another great opener.
And one's Ultralight versus Dark.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Ultralight Beam.
Yeah, me too.
Definitely.
Guilt Trip versus Wolves.
Ooh.
Which, as much as I appreciate what Guilt Trip does, especially the imagery of the girl, like the cups on the lawn and like the girl dancing and him getting over all of the wounds we just got on Blood of the Leaves, I still think there's more of a generality to Guilt Trip. And Wolves just expresses so much, and so much is specific and carries the relationship so far. And just a line about, like, if your mama could see you, and if your dad, like, your father could see you, and just the implications of, like, that kind of self-analysis is still so brutal to me every time I hear it, that carries the day.
I guess I wouldn't call Guilt Trip, like, very general, because Wolves is, like, so specific, and which, like, helps it be so dark. Like, you really can, like, picture exactly what Kanye's doing, where I think Guilt Trip has a lot of subtlety and, like, these juxtaposition that isn't really pronounced. Like he's really trying to push away this... The Yeezus side of him, you know, the ultra man figure is constantly at odds with the romantical side of him in that song so much, and how he's trying to, like, everything he's struggling to going through in that song leading and send it up. I don't know. I think that song is actually super complex.
I think I can sum up my thoughts with one word, which is Yeezus.
It comes to you.
I vote Guilt Trip. I love Guilt Trip a lot.
You're both monsters that are blinded. Sea
wolves.
Ugh. Disgusted with both of you.
Bye, bitch.
So. Where's. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for joining us for this song tournament. Catch us next year.
We got through all that shit of Jordan, and this is what's going to end it?
Yeah, all right, fine. All of the Lights versus I Am a God.
Yeezus.
I'm going with I Am a God as well.
I will too.
Okay. Black Skinhead versus New Slaves.
Oh my God.
What are you going to say now, Jordan?
Can I vote for both?
No.
Man, I guess Black Skinhead, but man, that's real close.
I'll vote next because I feel like I know what Chris is going to vote, and I'm going to create some tension by making it a tie. I vote New Slaves.
I'm very torn because I adore Black Skinhead a lot, but New Slaves is talking about so much and brings up, New Slaves. I don't feel good about that, but I do.
For the Hungarian rock song alone.
Yeah, it summarizes the album. Where, like, Kendrick summarizes the album through a poem that's, like, he then elaborates on in the final song, where Kanye elaborates the album by referencing a Hungarian rock band and not explaining the lyrics ever.
Oh, yeah, that's why people love it.
Yeah. Runaway versus Feedback. I vote Runaway.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It kind of hurts to do it, but yeah, it's the right choice.
Okay. FML versus Love Lockdown.
Ooh.
Damn.
That's low-key rough.
Oof.
I'm gonna have to go FML.
Yeah, I think I will too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Love Lockdown's crazy good. Probably one of the better songs off 808s, but FML's on another level.
Pinocchio Story versus Blame Game.
Oh my god. No, These are, again, like dead even for me.
Yeah, I love Pinocchio Story a ton, but Blame Game is just doing more of the things that I love.
Shit. Well, I'll make it interesting then, and I'll vote Pinocchio Story.
God.
Hmm.
Motherfucker.
Okay, look. Blame Game is incredible.
God damn it.
It's one of Kanye's best songs. I seriously, Pinocchio Story, the moment where he like is literally, he's speaking to his fans and like there's just one moment where he's like speaking to them and like asking for them to hear him and like to recognize what he's going through. And all you hear are like these girls screaming and clearly not listening to him. And it is this crazy like meta moment where he's literally not connecting with the fans in the audience, and it speaks to everything the album's doing so well about celebrity and not being ready for celebrity. So Pinocchio Story is incredible.
But Blame Game has Chris Rock.
No, that's true. But that's too bad, because Blame Game is, you know, I think it's a top five Kanye song.
What a horrible thing this is. Okay. Welcome to Heartbreak versus White Dress.
We're in round four, by the way.
Yeah, round four. Let's get through it. Come on.
I'm sure you guys are going to vote White Dress. It'd be Welcome to Heartbreak for me, though.
I'm so unhappy right now. Well, it may just be the moment sweeping me up, but Welcome to Heartbreak.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I definitely vote White Dress, but whatever.
White Dress is one of those songs I still adore, but it does have rough patches for me that have never like smoothed out over time. Where Welcome to Heartbreak doesn't have any. Blood on the Leaves versus Hell of a Life.
I wonder what Jordan's.
It's easy for me. I vote Send It Up.
Okay, Yeezus it is. Travis, how do you feel on this one?
Well, even though I love Blood and Leaves, like it's so epic, and mostly the outro is where it becomes like just this otherworldly thing. But I will say it, as I said in the show, it's not one of my favorite Yeezus tracks because it's almost like too much to handle, which is really a compliment to it, but I never really want to throw it on, and it's not like one of my favorite Kanye West just playing it flat out songs. Like, I would much rather listen to Guilt Trip. And I think Hell of a Life is fucking crazy, so I vote Hell of a Life.
How do I feel? I thought I'd know how I felt. I'm really torn. Blood on the Leaves is my number one for a long time. And then Hell of a Life shot up and was for a little while my one. And now I'm just very lost in the world.
Blood on the Leaves was in the finals on our Twitter poll.
Yeah, it was Blood on the Leaves versus Runaway as the conclusion. I'm still gonna have to go Blood on the Leaves.
Wow.
In terms of like best song, like the Strange Fruit sample puts it over the top.
It's crazy.
So Blood on the Leaves it is. All right, Streetlights versus Hold My Liquor.
Well,
yeah, I'm gonna have to go Hold My Liquor as well.
Yeah,
agreed. Streetlights, that's too bad, but yeah.
Monster versus Lost in the World.
Easy Lost in the World vote for me.
Monster.
Lost in the World.
Okay. On Site versus Ultralight. The battle of the openers continues.
Well. Oh, fuck. Oof. Well, you know how I gotta go in the end.
Is this just blind loyalty at this point, or is it actual feelings on...
No, it's actual feeling. Like, Ultralight Beam, I mean, they're so close. They're both, again, like, top five, top ten Kanye. But I still gotta give it to On Site.
Travis?
I feel like Chris is going On Site. I mean, I'm definitely voting Ultralight Beam. It's, as far as openers go and what it's setting up and how Father Stretch My Hands, like, pulls you away from, I don't know, it's just, it really is kind of on a different level. My only hesitation is Kanye's not in it that much.
Right.
But even then,
On Site is...
Well, it's mostly Kanye. It's all Kanye, yeah. But
it's all Kanye all day.
But at the same time, like, even though he's not in it that much, like, it so feels like his song. Like, his hands are, like, all over it, like, his craftsmanship, so I give it to that.
I'm really... I had On Site already selected as the winner, but I keep thinking to being in the movie theater during Yeezy Season 3 when he premiered the album and just how it felt like my soul left my body when Ultralight Beam was playing.
Now, Chris, I want you to think real hard about this decision before you make a choice here. Are you going to pull another Send It Up on me?
You pulled how many shitty things?
You know what? That I really, you know, we shouldn't focus on that in this moment.
Maniacal.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
You're right. You're wrong.
You're like a cousin that steals a laptop. I'm gonna go Ultralight Beam.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, that's it for me.
There's still plenty of Yeezus.
Not enough.
Guilt Trip versus I Am a God.
Ooh.
Damn.
I don't know how I'm voting.
I'm voting I Am a God.
Hmm. As much as I just talked up Guilt Trip, I Am a God from day one has been one of my favorite Yeezus songs. It's probably the best Yeezus song, in my opinion, outside of I'm In It and Hold My Liquor. So that's my vote.
Okay. Now shit gets interesting. New Slaves or Runaway?
Ooh. Yeezus.
I'm actually surprised by that. I thought you might vote Runaway.
You know, I could, but I'm not going to.
Okay, good.
What is it about New Slaves that carries it over Runaway for you?
Ending with that solo and how that shifts the structure of the album in multiple ways, both sonically, thematically. It's much shorter and more compact, and I appreciate efficiency and brevity, generally speaking. It's on Yeezus.
Does there any Steely Dan samples in there?
You know, it probably could have used a few, but okay. You know, it's still pretty good as it
okay,
is.
Okay, good to know. New Slaves is incredible. And, you know, we've actually talked about this a lot on the show. We've referenced Runaway as kind of a simple song, like in quotes, because it's only simple in the fact that it's kind of talking about one thing and one relationship and this kind of one moment. And I mean, there's a lot going on within that, but it's a very straightforward song in a way. But I just the production alone and the places it goes to with that outro and everything he's expressing with like that wailing, auto-tune wailing, to me just makes Runaway the winner.
Mm. Oh, I just realized I did move Blame Game ahead of Pinocchio Story. I'm really torn because we said that everything you just said, Travis, but I feel like I may be in the other end of things. The fact that like the production of Runaway is insanely incredible, and I think for what it's doing and what it is, it's perfect. But that New Slaves carries so much with it and does so much that if I'm looking at like what makes for the better like song going on in the tournament, I gotta go New Slaves.
Oh shit.
There goes the Twitter winner.
Yeah. FML or Pinocchio Story? You yeah. Heathens, go for it.
Very, very easy choice for Pinocchio Story for me.
I don't think it's easy, but as I said before, Pinocchio Story is top five and FML isn't, so.
Okay. And I just don't care. Welcome to Heartbreak versus Blood on the Leaves.
Come on.
Oh, this is the start of round five, by the way.
Yeah.
The quarterfinals.
Yeah. Eight songs remaining. Blood on the Leaves, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold My Liquor versus Lost in the World.
Hold My Liquor for me.
Well, I feel Travis. Like Chris is definitely voting Hold My Liquor, but I vote Lost in the World.
Yeah, I'm going Hold My Liquor. Sorry, Travis.
It's okay.
Ultra Light Beam and I Am a God. Fitting that those two ended up together.
Oh, phew.
Damn.
I don't know on this one.
That is a very fitting matchup.
I'm going to go Ultra Light Beam.
Hmm.
Oof.
I feel like Jordan should vote next.
I feel like you should vote next.
Well, I didn't want to kill the tension, but I'm voting Ultralight Beam.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes it easy.
But you
what
still
do you
need
vote
the
for,
pick.
Jordan, huh?
I don't know. Ugh. Abstain.
Jesus. Child.
I don't know. Ooh, abstained.
Yeah. No, that's too difficult. I can't do it.
All right, New Slaves, Pinocchio Story.
Oh God.
I'll get out of the way right New away. Slaves. I vote Pinocchio Story.
Chris, did you say you vote New Slaves?
Yeah.
Oh Jesus Christ. I mean, these are both incredible songs. I guess it's going to come down to if I had to choose a song, if I'm to listen to, I'm going to go with New Slaves, and New Slaves is on Yeezus, so there we go.
All right, man. Travis, is any of your top five still in it?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Good.
All right, semifinals.
Semifinals, final four. We made it.
Should we? Yeah. Oh fuck. Okay.
Blood on the Leaves versus Hold My Liquor.
So three of our top four are Yeezus, of course.
Yeah. Are you happy now, Jordan?
I feel a little better.
But it's not four out of four, so.
No. I mean, I vote Hold My Liquor, of course.
I'm going to go Blood on the Leaves.
Oh, shit.
Well, Chris asked if I had any of my top five Connie songs left, and Hold My Liquor is, to me, a top five Connie song. So, Hold My Liquor.
Oh, man.
All right. Damn. Ultralight Beam versus New Slaves. I feel like I got to go New Slaves.
Well, this makes that
easy. I feel like I got to go Ultralight Beam.
Well, you're going Ultralight Beam?
I think so.
Whoa.
What just happened?
My mind's blown.
I'm voting against Yeezus, and I feel weird about it, but yeah.
Oof, man. I have so much power right now. It's crazy. Honestly, it's not as close for me. I mean, I love New Slaves to death. But Ultralight Beam is so fucking, like, it just goes to a fucking different galaxy. So I got to vote that.
Okay. So semifinal matchup, Blood on the Leaves versus New Slaves, which I vote Blood on the Leaves.
Wait, how are we getting to this?
No. Oh, you mean the third place matchup?
Yeah, third place. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Third place. Blood on the Leaves for me.
What are the two matchups? I can't see it on my screen for some reason.
Yeah, Blood on the Leaves versus New Slaves.
Oh. I vote New Slaves.
What did Jordan, did you vote?
I voted Blood on the Leaves.
Okay, so Blood on the Leaves is our number three.
And this is it.
All right, so the final, Hold My Liquor versus Ultra Light Beam.
Well,
I mean, we're in a similar position. Big surprise.
Yeah. What was it last year?
Hold My Liquor.
Versus? Was it Runaway?
I don't remember.
I was trying to pull up the document, but I can't find it in our folder.
Huh.
Yeah. I definitely. I mean, again, Hold My Liquor is my favorite song, so. That's what it is.
How are you feeling, Travis?
I mean, I like Hold My Liquor more, but I want to make it interesting.
Do the right thing, Travis.
Are you at odds at all, Chris, or are you pretty set?
I'm pretty set.
I have to admit that I am too. I'm just a little. It feels a little anticlimactic that for the second year in a row, Hold My Liquor is going to win.
So last year, it was the final eight was Blame Game, Lost in the World, I Am a God, Wolves, Hold My Liquor, Ultralight Beam, The Glory on Sight.
Oh yeah,
The Glory.
The Glory beat on Sight, and you got so pissed.
And then
The Glory beat On Sight?
No, On Sight won.
Oh, no.
The Glory beat On Sight in the first round.
Yes.
Did it?
Yes. And then you changed back. Your vote.
Yeah. And then in the semifinals, it was Lost in the World versus I Am a God, with I Am a God winning. And then Hold My Liquor versus On Sight. And it ended up with I Am a God versus Hold My Liquor. I'm going with Hold My Liquor.
I am too.
All right.
It's unanimous.
Wow, this is exciting stuff.
Second year in a row.
I didn't think it was going to move past the first round, which is kind of crazy.
Hold My Liquor or Ultra Light Beam?
Hold My Liquor.
People think we're crazy.
Yeah, most definitely.
I wonder if anybody got a perfect bracket.
Well, I doubt anybody got it perfect.
Well,
get every single one right.
That's what they had to do to win.
Well, is that really what we're doing, or are we just the person who did the best?
You know, we'll see. I've been saying you have to have a perfect bracket, but...
It's impossible to get a perfect bracket.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is it?
You've got to get 127 different picks right.
Yeah. That's why we're paying out $1 million. We're not paying out $1 million.
Well, if it was $1 million, then yeah.
We'll see. We'll probably see who's closest.
That's usually how it goes.
Give them something. Well, so what surprised you the most during the tournament?
I guess I'm actually surprised that Ultralight Beam made it that far.
Yeah, it did pretty well last year, but getting in over I Am a God, which was our runner-up last year, is pretty good.
And I didn't think it would, even though we champion Yeezus all the time, I didn't think it would be that much Yeezus at the end, because yours and I's top 10s have started to, I think at this point we each only have like two or three Yeezus-ons in there, and it used to be like all 10 of them.
Yeah, I think it's the difference between like what I personally enjoy a lot and what I think is the best, and where I'm ranking in my rankings isn't necessarily what I think is
right
best.
Yeah, so I think of all these, I'm pretty much voting just for like my personal favorite. I don't even put it on that level.
Hmm. Yeah, and Jordan, we know how he votes.
Yeah, nothing surprising there.
Yeezus. Yeezus, Yeezus, Yeezus. So are we still friends?
Are you over Send It Up yet?
I'm over it.
Okay. Because Hold My Liquor won.
Yeah, you know, I can get over it.
Yeah, the song that you love the most won.
I'm less over Good Life losing to Heard 'Em Say, which legitimately makes you think you guys are like, I don't know. I don't even know.
Like we shouldn't be hosting this podcast issues. Anymore.
You have some serious problems.
You know, we just appreciate good music when we hear it.
I don't think you do. I think that's the problem.
We are definitely doing a Good Life follow-up, though. That's happening. You should pick out like 10 good songs you want to come debate us about. Good Life, Lift
it's
Off.
It's mostly just Good Life and, you know, Lift Off.
Well, let's do Heard 'Em Say, too.
Oh, God.
No, let's not do Heard 'Em Say.
He wants to be on the side of the song that he wants to defend, not, like, go and nope. Hear about a song that he hates.
I don't need to talk about that Adam Levine song.
This Send It Up episode, or Lift Off episode, is going to be incredible.
It's going to be, like, 8 hours long.
Yeah, it's going to get brutal. Like, we kept it mostly pleasant with this song tournament, but when it comes to the specifics of Liftoff,
no, see, it's gonna go totally smoothly, because as soon as I start explaining it, you're gonna be like, oh, you're right, it is great, we were so wrong for so long.
I like the rhyme, but it's more gonna be like, do you remember how dumb you thought we were for Heard 'Em Say? Imagine that times 15.
Oh my god.
That's what this is like.
Just you wait.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting.
Yeah, we'll see. Next year, I just want to put Lift Off versus Hold My Liquor and then manipulate it so, like, Send It Up goes off against Hold My Liquor. I'm In It against Hold My Liquor. Everything against Hold My Liquor.
I'm voting Lift Off.
Random again. Would you get mad, Jordan, if you convinced us that Lift Off is great and then we voted for it over Hold My Liquor?
No, I'd see it as an accomplishment.
Okay. That's good. Well, any final words for everybody that's listened to all of this?
Send It Up and Good Life.
Steely Dan and that other band we were talking about.
Yeah.
Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been the second annual Best Kanye West Song Tournament Deathmatch Extreme 2000. Join us next year when we'll hopefully have a whole other album to put in here and argue about that'll shake up everything.
Yeah, and even though it's going to be completely anticlimactic because we all know Hold My Liquor is going to win, we will have more songs in the tournament, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, I don't think Hold My Liquor will... I don't think it'll three-peat.
I didn't think it was going to two-peat.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what to think anymore.
I kind of expected it to two-peat. Kind of did. I don't know. We'll see. That's the craziness of the Deathmatch Extreme 2000. But what's the next song that we're doing?
All Falls Down.
Okay. Perfect. Until then, stay wavy.
And loopy.
Jordan, anything else?
Send it up.